A month WVW Broadcast Network is pleased to present the Ivan Raiklin Report with retired Lieutenant Colonel of the Green Beret, Ivan Raiklin. Ivan served 25 years in the Department of Defense, Intel, and Special Operations communities as an enlisted officer, civilian contractor on active duty, reserves, and National Guard across five states. Most recently, he was an instructor at the Joint Military Intelligence Training Center, teaching the U.S. intelligence intel community and international partners about intelligence analysis, national security, and multinational operations. He is currently a constitutional attorney. And now, here is your host, Ivan Raiklin.
All right, folks. Good afternoon. Ivan Raiklin here. Looks like we're in episode three, count it three, of the Raiklin Report. So welcome. Let's see, the first couple of episodes earlier this week, we were in Virginia and Richmond specifically. Today, I'm actually reporting live from Austin, Texas, one of the free states out there, one of the last standing free states. And for those that are wondering why I'm here in Austin, Texas, I just finished a episode with an individual by the name of Alex Jones in his studio here in Austin, Texas. A little bit of noise in the background. So, yeah, I absolutely had a wonderful time. Alex Jones is obviously a low-energy individual. I had to increase the energy level during the show and during the program to make sure he brought it to, you know, up to 11 so that, you know, we could motivate the audience and essentially showcase how we're going to be doing a massive body check against the deep state. And, in fact, I wanted to play something real quick just so that you listen in on the theme of what we're going to be focusing in on over the next, days, weeks, and months ahead, hopefully, ideally, for the next 2 years with the new incoming 118 Congress. We need to provide a massive body check to that deep state. I don't play a really short clip by Congressman Dan Bishop, if I can even find it, which really encapsulates in probably the most, in the shortest manner possible, of what we are going to do. And unfortunately, looks like I'm not able to find it right now at this moment, but hopefully I'll be able to find it in the next few seconds. And there it is. Listen in, folks. This is an individual that will be on the Church 2.0 committee. And this is what he's saying. Mr. Dan Bishop.
Putting the deep state on notice. We're, Mr. Speaker, today we're putting the deep state on notice. We're coming for you.
Mr. Speaker, today we're putting the deep state on notice. We're coming for you. And that was said, about last week. And that was said right after I had visited that office for Congressman Dan Bishop. Coincidence? Or are there no coincidences ever? I don't know. I'll let you decide on that. Bottom line is, just out here, and we just got done with talking with Alex Jones. We talked about the China play, how China's essentially been doing the whole takeover of the United States. Particularly, they've already captured the executive branch through their Chinese Communist Party ambassador. Let's see what else we talked about. We talked about essentially the new committees that are being stood up. So over the last several days, actually in the last week, I was spent quite a bit of time up on Capitol Hill now that it's completely open, and I've been interacting with the different offices, whether it be staff or members of Congress that are now incoming. Now we're getting kind of a sense of what the landscape's going to be in terms of who the committee chair are. You have Jim Jordan on Judiciary. You have the Armed Services Committee headed up by the almost boxing opponent to Matt Gaetz, remember, on the House floor. When we were dealing with the whole speaker issue, we had him there. But bottom line, we know who the chair people are. We are now starting to get a sense of who's going to be on what committees. It appears as though on the weaponization of the government committee, or I should say subcommittee to the Judiciary Committee, is going to look as follows. There will be 9 Republican members, and there will be 6 Democrat members for a total of 15. Of those 6 members, it will not be Adam Schiff, nor will it be Adam Swalwell or Ilhan Omar, because Speaker McCarthy, and I cringe saying that word, Speaker McCarthy, I think it's going to be a temporary speakership because he's not really moving as fast as he needs to be in order to regain ground and push back against the commies so that we crush them, okay? But having said that, it looks as though so far three of the nine have been almost 100%, well, it's not 100% yet, but it appears as though definitely we're going to have Jim Jordan chairing that subcommittee. And then on that committee, you'll see Thomas Massie, as well as Dan Bishop, the gentleman who, the five-second video that I just played for you. So why is that relevant? That's very relevant because we're going to be going after using that committee through the subpoena power to, and hopefully they're going to have the jurisdiction set up for this, where this committee is going to be able to go after the following. The intelligence community. Who is of interest in the intelligence community that we need to go after, or former intelligence community? Well, let's start off with the 60 members of the intel community or former, particularly the 51 named, and then identify who the nine unnamed individuals were that provided that top cover to spike the Hunter Biden criminal syndicate laptop story. So those are 60 individuals that will need to be scrutinized and a thorough colonoscopy done so that at the end of it, there will be complete criminal referrals and then probably will have a criminal referral of treason. So just like the J6 cover-up committee that Mike Pence set up with Liz Cheney along with Nancy Pelosi, not only will there be criminal referrals sent over to the Department of Justice on these bad actors, but there's very likely going to be criminal referrals transmitted over to the state's AGs. And that's one component that we talked about with Alex Jones on his InfoWars show. What else? What else can we go after? We talked about the intel community, you know, current and previous members that were participating in Crossfire Hurricane, the illegal spying on Trump, the cover-up story that we just talked about. So let's list some more members, right? Let's talk about the previous director and the current director of the FBI. So James Comey, previous. Christopher Wray, current. We also are going to go after Rod Rosenstein. We're going to go after Andrew McCabe. We're going to go after, let's see here, Lisa Page, Peter Strzok. We're going to expose thoroughly the role that Joseph Pianka III played. And it's not going to be behind closed doors. It's going to be public. It's going to be a total cleansing. The light is going to be shined on all of these individuals. So Joseph Pianka III is no longer going to be hiding and his name redacted on every single thing that's out there. No, we're going to showcase who he is, where he's currently working. There's not going to be any more hiding. You're not going to be able to hide behind the veil of secrecy. You're going to be exposed. You're going to be shown for the whole world to see on C-SPAN 1, 2, and 3, uncensored. And we're going to show how Christopher Wray was complicit in all of the big tech censorship going on over the last several years. He had to have been involved. And then we're going to take it from the director all the way on down to whatever line agent was participating in the censorship of American citizens, you know, violating their First Amendment. We're also going to go after every single agent that was participating in the unlawful FISA applications and then scrutinizing every Woods procedure. Recall the OIG came out with a report saying that every single Woods file that they looked at that requested a FISC or a FISA request approval by the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Court, guess what? That committee is going to be looking into every single one of those. And if there was a misstep, it's not just going to be, oh, they messed up, they made a mistake. Yeah, that mistake is going to land you in jail pending, we're going to identify criminal charges, civil rights violations, constitutional violations, and you're not going to be released on your own recognizance. We're going to do the same thing to those agents with utilizing state's AGs and state law enforcement to criminally prosecute in the state where the transgression occurred by every single federal agent, whether you're in the FBI, whether you're in the Department of Justice writ large, whether you're a DHS TSA agent that violated the Fourth Amendment and raped peaceful citizens during that Fourth Amendment search process of which you just did to me today. Okay? We're going to go after every single one of those agents, their supervisor, and all the way up the chain as it goes all the way up to Mayorkas, and it goes beyond Mayorkas to the current Chinese Communist Party's ambassador to the U.S. currently squatting in the White House, a gentleman by the name of Joseph Robinette Zhiden. And then we're not going to stop there because that's the, remember, this committee focuses in on the primarily the U.S. government's overreach and weaponization. That then we need to go beyond that and identify who the handlers were for these people. And that's when you bring in the Chinese Communist Party or the CCP body check committee that will need to then at the end of it expose the criminal syndicate, the Biden criminal syndicate in relationships with China, essentially extricate every single remnant of agents within our executive branch and our federal government writ large. That are known and unwitting and unwitting agents of China. And then that's going to result in the removal of those individuals. I argue that the cleanest path for removal for all those folks is to make sure that on January 20th, on Friday, I believe it's January 20th. Let's take a look at the calendar. Yep, on Friday, the House of Representatives needs to conduct a lawful, legal, procedurally correct joint session, which did not occur on January 6th of 2021. And so redo that joint session. And then let's see how it plays out. The way I suspect it would play out is that the objections of six states will be had, at least six. The evidence showcased for the whole country and world to see on C-SPAN 1, 2, and 3 uncensored. Restreamed on Truth, on Getter, on Gab, on Rumble, on Lindell TV, on this program here, right? Right Side Broadcasting, Real America's Voice, The War Room, Epic TV, all of the mainstream platforms that I just listed so that the entire country sees what happened with the 2020 election and its illegal certification. And then the new House, 118th Congress, is going to vote under the 12th Amendment contingent election component, where 28 states are Republican, 22 are Democrat, for a reinstatement of Trump, meaning a removal of Joseph Robinette Zhiden. So we're working that issue. I'll need to write a Substack on that, obviously. But actually, now that I think about it, I did want to say a few things here. You can see at the bottom of the screen here, make sure if you like the content that I'm putting out, sometimes it's going to be in a room like here. Sometimes it's going to be in my home studio where you've seen in the background with some of my uniform and my background. And sometimes you're going to see me in the field like you saw the last few days. So today we're going to be doing inside of InfoWars offices. This is essentially the green room for guests. And then after I'm done with this show, please tune in to Owen Schroyer on InfoWars, and I'll be going on his show next. But for the purposes of this show here, I wanted to kind of put in a plug here. Always want to say thank you to Brandon House for launching this. If you're supporting the Patriot Movement, make sure you're using his promo code on MyPillow, My Store. And then also, if you want more deep analysis on what I'm discussing here so that you can share with the normies out there, go to my Substack, ivanraiklin.substack.com, ivanraiklin.substack.com. And that's essentially, that is my mechanism to essentially put out there in a more deliberate manner in written form, which I'm going to use that platform to write my thoughts on exactly what each of these committees should be doing. So number one, the House Armed Services Committee. What should be their role? Well, I can come up with a few options here, and I'm going to be putting it out in a more formal Substack. And that is, they need to make sure that they do a complete reversal and apply penalties and consequences to the Acting Secretary of Defense Austin for his bogus EUA clot shot mandate. That needs he needs to be under oath, and we need to get to the bottom of that. And it's no longer hearings. It's literally, we're going to call you under oath to testify. You don't show up, there's a criminal referral. When you do show up, guess what? What the new House needs to do is create a jail on the Capitol grounds so that those that are called in to testify that we already know that lied to Congress, we're going to create Article 1 jail and court system. The court system is through the subpoena testimony process. And the jail system, we're just going to ratchet this thing up. You guys ratcheted it up against us. You know, we're not going to back down. Like, you want to play chicken with me? That's great. Because I want to see how much pressure you can withstand. Because we're going to escalate this to a level that you have never experienced in your life. And I thrive in chaos and stress. So when there is no stress, it's kind of boring. When there's maximum levels of stress, particularly against bad actors, that's when I'm at my finest. I'm firing on all cylinders intellectually. And we don't play the game like in Little League where, oh, it's the 7 or 9 or 10 run rule. No, once you're down, we're gonna continue. In war, you don't just fold when you're beating the enemy. You continue to dominate and decimate, okay? I want you to be offended when you're listening to this because you deserve to be offended, okay? And we're going to use the Article 1 branch of government to make sure that this happens, okay? So we're going to create that. We're going to go after, on that Armed Services Committee, Austin. We're going to go after Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, Milley, for his constitutional breaking of the oath and violating the Constitution when he allowed for National Guard troops at the behest of a non-president unlawfully to be deployed in support of a coup that occurred on January 6th. He even attests to it. He testified before the Mike Pence Liz Cheney committee. And why did he testify in that way? Trying to make and laud and say that Mike Pence was the most, he was so clear and unambiguous in his orders on that day on what should be done. Well, guess what? The same dude that told Milley to help conduct the coup that Milley participated in is the same dude that created the committee headed up by his running mate, Lizzie Cheney, so that she could provide the congressional top cover for Milley to testify and then be completely exonerated for any false statements or any illegal coup activity that he did. Well, guess what? That's why if Kevin McCarthy doesn't do it, or the Armed Services Committee doesn't do it, then we start to vacate chairs. Matt Gaetz, Marjorie's not in the mix, but the Patriot Posse, also known as Real Team 6 from a couple weeks ago, those six individuals will need to vacate Kevin McCarthy as the chair / the speaker, okay? That's Armed Services. Next up, we're going to go over to the House Permanent Select Committee on Intelligence. They're going to participate in that body check of Eric Ciaramella, the whistleblower, the 60 mostly CIA former operatives that participated in the coup of 2020, okay, with their cover-up of the Biden criminal family syndicate laptop. And, it doesn't stop there. There's going to be a complete cleansing going on, a colonoscopy of the national security state to identify all the nefarious actors. And they're going to face consequences, subpoena, seizure of assets. We're going to do it through the state's AGs. I mean, there's no more playing around anymore. We're on a war footing and we need to act as such. There's no nice guy. There's no nice girl. It's like, oh, well, they didn't know. They did know. Okay. So sorry. I mean, sorry, not sorry. That's what it is at the end of the day. You have an issue with it. Well, then write a letter when you're sitting in prison rotting, awaiting your, for most of these people, you're going to be awaiting capital punishment for all I care. And we're going to get to that. Okay. And the way we're going to get to that is because we're no longer censored. And we're going to articulate to the nation so that the demand signal is so high to ensure that there is capital punishment, we're going to follow through with that, okay? That's just how it's going to work. Okay, now, that's the Intel Committee. Let's talk about the Veterans Affairs Committee. That's kind of an ancillary, secondary committee. But at the end of the day, I think that committee needs to look at what the government is doing as it applies to the J6 defendants that are veterans that have not been convicted, that are still only been alleged to have committed a crime, where their veterans' benefits are being curtailed. I mean, that's unacceptable. So, and that's violating their own policy. You can only potentially curtail veterans' benefits after being convicted, not just because you were charged. Okay. So that's what I'm hearing. We'll take a look at that. What else? We talked about those three committees. The Judiciary Committee has a lot of work to do. The Homeland Security. So we talked about Judiciary, obviously DOJ and the FBI. Christopher Wray. I think that guy needs to be in shackled up, and we're going to put the screws on him. It's going to be fun. I look forward to it. I hope I can have a pretty significant role in exposing his role in participating in the coup. Coordinating it with Mike Pence, coordinating with Mark Short, the Pence ecosystem, and then by extension, the Bush-Cheney ecosystem that weaponized the DOJ against American citizens. And if it happens to, bring in Pence and Cheney and the Bushes along the way, capital punishment might have to endure based on what we're able to obtain through subpoenaing of records. And again, if they don't comply with the subpoenas, then there'll need to be arrests made, and the raids will need to be as violent as possible, using as precedent what was done to Roger Stone, using the methodology used against, the swatting methodology of Marjorie Taylor Greene, using the methodology that they used against Steve Bannon, Peter Navarro, Mike Lindell. I mean, you name the individual that the Department of Justice basically either conducted assault, battery, robbery, burglary. I mean, they want to play that game. Okay. I mean, you just set the precedent. So we're just going to only amplify that, 100 times that level. So I'd be happy to participate in that. It would be an honor, in fact. What else? So that's the judiciary, again, the subcommittee, the Church 2.0, the CCP committee. I want to briefly cover that. The CCP committee is going to go after, China and everything related to China as it applies to capturing our executive, legislative, judicial branch. And then we're going to go into any of the states. I don't know, like Brian Kemp comes to mind. Governor Sununu in New Hampshire comes to mind. Former Governor Ducey comes to mind. And then that's only some of the Republican governors. Governor DeWine in Ohio. Let's take a look at all of the Democrat governors. For example, I don't know. Cuomo back in the day, Newsom, Pritzker in Illinois. So all those folks we'll take a look at, and there's going to be subpoena power to do so. What else am I missing here? Homeland Security. Let's take a look at Homeland Security Committee. Marjorie Taylor Greene. Congressman Greene actually is going to be not Marjorie, another Congressman Greene from Tennessee is going to be chairing that committee, the Homeland Security Committee. What could they look into along with that Church 2.0 committee? Well, if you go to my Telegram, you're going to be able to see that there's a lot that that can be looked into. Oh, for example, the Fourth Amendment raping of individuals that go through the secondary screening system, and they're on some sort of a political hit list, like myself, to go through secondary screening. There's no predicate whatsoever. I've never mentioned any unlawful activity, never advocated for any inkling of unlawful violence. I only argue that at the conclusion of a conviction, which is the lawful criminal procedure that is done in states and at the federal level, there must be maximum consequence once we complete the investigation, the detainment, the arrest, the charge, the trial and conviction that results in capital punishment. Yeah, I'm all for that. Absolutely. Who isn't? No one should be in order to go after these folks. And the last thing I'll say before we close out, kind of running short on time right now, is that CCP committee needs to work hand in glove with Ron Johnson from the Senate Maybe they create a joint committee, right? Kind of headed up by the House, but supported by the Senate. Particularly two senators come to mind is Ron Johnson and Rand Paul. Not only are they going to get to the bottom of the origins of the CCP bioweapon, but essentially tie it back economically of the massive impact that the impact of that on the economy. And then we're going to declare war on this Chinese Communist Party and then create massive consequences. Diplomatically, we can. Economically, essentially delete the trade deficit and then charge China, seize all of their assets in America as partial collateral for the damage they did to our economy. And then any U.S. company complicit that is so leveraged by China, there will be methods put in place. I don't know exactly what that looks like yet. But your Amazons, your big box, your big tech that are so leveraged by China, we're coming after you. So with that, it looks like we're closing things up. And that's it for day 3 of the Raiklin Report. Don't forget to follow the Substack as I put this to paper and articulate exactly who should be doing what. We're going to know who's on what committee and who we need to apply pressure to give them that spine to escalate lawfence, and maraud the entire deep state. So on that note, it's 3:30 Central, 4:30 Eastern. Thanks for tuning in. I'll see you guys tomorrow.